pitch black darkness. There was only one light bulb that worked, but it suddenly lost its shine. At least there's electricity. I could feel that something deadly happened in this house. The squeaking of the doors made my bones squeak in the same horrid rhythm. I felt something after 4 years of numbness. I didn't want to think about what was opening those doors. Probably just a draft. I just continued mechanically. I kept stepping on old rag toys and boxes left there to be forgotten. There was a door at the end of the hallway, stained in what appeared to be blood. Or maybe it wasn't blood. I couldn't tell. It was too dark to recognize anything. I saw the silhouette of a child figure in the room, right to the door at the end of the hallway. I was looking at it, attracted by it, like to the comfort of stars and warmth. I stood there, unable to move, remaining still and calm. "What are you doing here?" I couldn't see it clearly. It was behind a machine. With the next blink of my eyes, his existence was erased, revealing a childlike mannequin with a mirror behind it. I saw someone's reflection in the place where I stood. I entered the room. I didn't know him. Who was he? A pale, anorexic and sad figure. It brought discomfort and anxiety over me. I refused to believe it was me. It's not me. I don't exist.